Blog Talk Radio.
Talk with Angela Butler. Today's interview is with Ms. Carla Marie Mills. Carla Marie Mills is a multiple melanoma cancer survivor.
No. Okay.
How are you this morning?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for this interview. I really appreciate you calling me and setting up a time for us to get together, but I just want to correct you. It's I am a stage 4 multiple myeloma cancer survivor, so I just wanted to make that clear to the people that are listening. But other than that, thank you for the wonderful introduction.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. So in 2012, you were diagnosed with cancer, and this is now 2017.
Yes.
Would you like to tell the people who will listen to this show where you were at?
I can take them back to the beginning. You know, I was hosting a show. Of course, I worked a full-time job at the time. I was also hosting the Mills Connection show, which I've won many awards for. And I was also doing a play at the time. I've never done a play before, but, you know, I'm not an actress, but I was just playing a talk show host. So, I wasn't feeling 100%, and I was just thinking, well, you know, hey, I'm working a full-time job, I'm doing a show, I'm rehearsing for a play. So I thought that because I remember calling my doctor just saying that I just felt I wasn't in any pain, but I felt off balance. I felt like something wasn't right, and I remember my doctor saying, well, hey, you're just doing too much, you know, get some rest. So, you know, about a week later, it was the week of Christmas, 2012, and I was getting my hair done, and I literally passed out, you know, something that I had never experienced before. And, you know, so, of course, my hairdresser is like, you need to go to the hospital. And at that point, I realized something was wrong. So we get to the hospital. He took me, of course, because there's no way I was able to drive or anything. And when I got to the hospital, of course, I told them, the nurses, how I was feeling. And I just, all of a sudden, I couldn't really walk. I couldn't hold myself up. I just felt dizzy. I felt lightheaded. And I mean, it was like the first time in my life I felt like my body was just giving out. So at that point, after they, you know, ran tests and I was there for several hours, they admitted me. And at that point, I'm afraid, you know, I'm scared to death. You know, after they took my blood, they said that I needed a fusion right away. So it's like as soon as they admitted me to a room and I'm filling out these papers and, you know, I'm calling family to let them know where I am and what happened to me. And to make a long story short, the next morning when all the results came back and the doctor walked in my room, he told me that I had stage 4 multiple myeloma. And you know how we always hear that cliche, how things can change, you know, like things can change overnight. And that's just what happened to me. Like, you know, one day I just didn't feel that good. To the next day, I got all these, you know, tubes and, you know, IVs and, you know, I'm getting blood round the clock by, you know, like I said, that night to the next morning. I mean, I was still getting blood transfusions. And when he told me, the doctor, that I was at stage 4, I mean, I was in shock. I didn't know what to do. I'd never even heard of that kind of cancer. And, you know, I was one of those people that, you know, I was in shock. And, you know, I was always one of those people that I went to the gym. I don't drink soda. I didn't eat red meat. I didn't eat pork. You know, I mean, I'm not going to say I had the most healthy, because I wasn't a vegan or a vegetarian, but I mean, I just was very picky about what I put into my body. So I've always been very conscious about, you know, just my health. So it just, like, it blew me away. And, you know, and that's just all I could say. But, you know how we always talk about faith. And you know, you give your problems to God. And, you know, I've always heard that. I always believed in God, but I don't know if my faith was as strong as it is now. But I remember after the doctor telling me that, I mean, I just remember, you know, I literally cried. I mean, I just, like, you know, I just said, looked at him and I said, can you just give me a few minutes? And I just, you know, I'm not biggest crybaby, cried probably for at least an hour. I cried so hard that I fell asleep, and I woke up and I was still crying. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's like, I just felt like, you know, I just can't explain it, but I just know that I just felt very emotional, very upset, and afraid. So that's just how I felt. And, you know, like I said, I fell asleep, and then about, you know, when I woke up, it might have been like 1 a.m, and I remember just calling for a nurse, and I said, look, can you just help me? I need to get up and walk. So what I did is, you know, I'm pulling, because you know how when you got blood and you're getting IVs and everything.
And also, you exercise every day. Not only do you not eat red meat, but you exercise just about every day.
That's right. But, you know, like I said, I'm in the hospital, and, you know, I'm hooked up to, you know, this stuff, and I just started walking, and I'm walking in the hallway, and, you know, it's in the hospital, and I start hearing people, like, I don't know if you've ever, or the people who are listening have ever just, like, walked in a hospital corridor at, like, 1 a.m, and you just, I mean, it's not a lot of noise, but I heard people crying, and I heard people in pain, and it, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, they gave me this diagnosis, but at this point, I had to, like, bring myself back. I was in no pain. I had no discomfort. I mean, whatever they were doing to me, whatever they were giving me intravenously, I felt good, and I felt no pain. So at that point, I just started to pray, and I said, you know what, God, your will be done. You know how we always learn, give your problems, give everything to God. And at that point, I just started to pray. And then it's like I stayed in the hospital for about 2 days. And then, you know, the doctor, his attitude, I don't know. I just felt that I wasn't in the right place to be treated. So at that point, I literally asked to be, you know, discharged. And, you know, when they tell you you're at stage 4, they don't want you to be discharged. But either way, I didn't really care. You know, my family was there at that point. I left the hospital, and, of course, I went to Emory, which they say is the best. Long story short, December, like I said, 2012, literally by, I'd say, 2 months later, I was cancer-free.
You were cancer-free. Bless you.
Yeah.
That is God blessing you and healing you.
Yeah, it's all God, and I just gave it to him. I just, like I said, after that, just crying, I just gave it to God. I just started praying, and I just said, you know, your will be done, and I just didn't worry about it. And, you know, of course, called all my friends, and, you know, I got some praying friends, some praying family, and, you know, I just,
yes,
you know,
yes,
started
yes.
reading the Bible. Yeah. Would you say?
What I was going to say is that I want to let the people listening know that there are less than, according to Rare, RARE.com,
yes.
the cancer that she is talking about, it doesn't say whether it's stage four or not, but there are fewer than 200,000 cases per year.
Yes.
The symptoms are, it requires a medical diagnosis.
Yes.
And it says that symptoms may be present. Are they may be non-specific? There's loss of appetite, bone pain, and fever. People also may experience pain in the back of the bones. The whole body also may possibly have anemia, fatigue, or loss of appetite. Also common is constipation, kidney damage, or weight loss. And those are some of the symptoms that they're saying that. And I know you're going to cite me on this. Multiple myeloma. And you're the stage four cancer that some of the symptoms that it has. I want to let people know about Rare.com. It's from the Mayo Clinic.
Yeah.
Also. It's on Google.
Okay. And I had none of those issues, none of that. Once I went to Emory and got treated, like I said, never had any pain, never had any discomfort. Did have to get chemo, but not chemo like most people. I had to get, like, shots of chemo in my stomach. Had a transplant. And when I say a transplant, not organs or anything, it was no pain whatsoever. What they did is they went and took my stem cells, which was removed from my blood. So it's like a transfusion, and they take blood out
yes,
of your body.
That's the treatment. That's one of
yes,
the treatments.
Yes, well, that's right, a stem cell transplant. Some people have a bone marrow transplant, but because the cancer never spread or anything, they were able to use my own stem cells and put them back in my body, and that's what healed me. But to do that, they had to give me a real, real, real severe, they said it was the strongest chemo ever. So, I mean, I lost my hair, pubic hair, eyebrows, I mean, so, you know, but I was never in any pain or discomfort, but I'm just saying, but I was looking like I was a space alien for a while. But in the matter of, I'd say,
and
maybe
you're a
four
very
months,
beautiful woman.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but if you look at me today, you would never know that I had ever went through anything. So praise God.
I believe that. I believe yeah. that. I just heard a gospel song. One of the lyrics is, I don't look like what I've been through, and you definitely do not.
That's right. Well, I appreciate that.
You do not.
But,
very pretty woman.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Some of the treatments are chemotherapy, radiation, or stem cell transplant. The ages that affect it can be 0 to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 13, 14 to 18, 19 to 40. 41 to 60 plus. So that is what I'm reading on Mayo Clinic, and it's called Rare.
Yes. And
it says something about a bone fracture too, but it's not
yeah,
going
people,
into detail.
People, but you're right. People with myeloma that I've met, you know, through the years, I've met a lot of people who've dealt with this disease, and a lot of them, their bones break real easily. They get bone fractures and, you know, I mean, just types of things. And that's why, you know, I always say that in life, you know, we're all going to go through things. I don't care
yes.
if it's diabetes.
Yes.
High blood pressure, cancer. I mean,
yes,
you know, we're all
going
to go through something. That's right.
That's what I'm
but,
going through. Diabetes,
but
high blood pressure, cholesterol,
oh
weight gain. Had a gallbladder that was taken out back in September. So you know.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But just
remember sick.
Something. You know, all I can say is, you know, all of us, it doesn't matter our age, our race, or anything, we're all going to go through some stuff in life. But the only thing that is going to get you through is how you deal with it. You know, your mind is everything. And I just remember, you know, when I was going through this, I was like, you know what, we're all going to die, but this ain't going to kill me. So your mind has, you know how you always hear, you know, people say that you are what you think, you are what you believe. And,
that's true.
You know, that's,
that is very true.
It really is. And then that's like faith. And I remember when people would look at me, like even my own parents, when they saw me, you know, going through that process, I mean, they thought that I was going to die. Like I said, I appreciate you saying I'm pretty, but I wasn't pretty when I went through that. I mean, I just looked like the walking dead. I had lost a lot of weight. I really didn't have an appetite. I was weak. But every day I would look in the mirror and I would say things to myself like, you are so beautiful, you are so pretty, and it doesn't matter what it looks like, you're going to be fine. So I would just talk to myself, and even though when I was in the hospital with a lot of other people with the same disease and other diseases, and, you know, and the
yes,
hard
ma'am.
Part is a lot of,
but your frame
a lot of,
mind,
of them are dead.
Your frame of mind,
you know,
the way you were thinking,
but I
just well, and your faith.
Yes.
Yeah, your prayers
I just,
and the support you had from your family, your children, and your parents, and God is
yes,
what?
Yes, that's right.
That's what,
and,
that's what kept you strong and brought you through it.
And that's all I can tell people. You know, there's, you
yes,
know,
yes,
we're,
you
like
survived
I said,
it.
Yes,
and,
I survived.
A blessing.
And
you,
it's a blessing.
You're blessed. So I wanted to
yes.
talk about So the show that you have had, the television, so the Mills Connection, are you going to resume your show?
Everybody is asking me, but I don't know. It's like before I got sick, that was my life. Like all I ever wanted to do was help people. And the show that I did, it wasn't the kind of show that you get famous for. Like, I was never looking for to be famous. All I wanted to do was to help people. You know, I'm a talker. You can tell by me talking to you. I am a talker.
Yes.
I love to talk. And yes. I just like to help people. And it's like everywhere I go, I try to talk to people. And I would meet people that, you know, couldn't figure out how to get a house, didn't understand credit. So all I did was try to incorporate people that I knew to, hey, come on the show. Like, I have a girlfriend, and she, you know, works at Nissan, and she's, you know, does credit counseling on the side. So I was like, let me just pull people in that I know, and let's help people. Let's help people in my community figure out what they need to do to get their credit up so they can get a house. So when they go to buy a car, they're not getting these crazy loans. So that's really all I did. And then when I look back on the show, several people that I've interviewed are multimillionaires right now, you know, and that's
yes,
what's so crazy.
That,
so
that's,
yes.
That's what you were telling
yes.
me.
Yes. Devin Robinson. There's so many people. I mean, I was looking at a magazine online the other week, and this magazine
you
is sold in stores.
People.
Yeah, and here he is. He's worth $15 million. And then, you know, one of the motivational guys that I interviewed, you know, to help people, I was watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and there he is. So it's like several people, and I feel like I was a blessing, you know, or maybe God used me, you know, to help others. So that's, like I said, that's what I did the show for. But then after I got sick, for some reason, I didn't want to do that anymore. So I don't know what's next for me. I really haven't figured that out. I'm just I'm just living in gratefulness. You know how it is every day. I'm just so grateful. And that's just how I live in just gratitude.
Gratitude. Yes.
You know. Yes.
You have a
yes.
lot to be thankful. You're definitely
yes.
blessed
yes.
because there are
yes.
some people who don't survive. And that's why
that's right.
I am doing this show, to give you to give the people who are going through things, cancer, diabetes, any type of sicknesses, even relationships and jobs, that everybody's going to go through something, but you can survive this. You can be healed from this. You can be blessed. And I thought, I feel like this is the perfect show because there's coming up another Christmas.
Yes,
and this lady here, this lovely, intelligent, talented lady who has two grown children and family, who once had a job and all this, is living. She's living. She's living. I believe, Miss Carla, that you have come to understand that you only have one life, and I'm glad that you, you know, have learned to appreciate. Because you know, when you think about the people who kill people, they definitely don't appreciate life, you know. So, like I said, it was around Christmas time. It was around Christmas time in 2012. When this happened here, this is November the 30th of 2017. Another Christmas coming up.
That's right.
God,
you're right.
God has been good to you. God has really blessed you and took care of you. You went through some things, so you went through a lot.
Yes.
But you do not look like what you've been through, and that's the honest truth.
Thank you.
That's the truth.
You would never know. And my hair grew back, you know, and that's what's, you know, like I said, but, you know, people just need to understand that no matter what you go through, as long as you have faith and as long as you believe that you're going to be fine, you really are going to be fine. You are. You are what you think. You are what you believe. And, you know, I was telling you, and I know you look at the Facebook, like, you know, I used to be one of those women that, you know, back when I was mad, you know, back when I was married, you know, we just go on a vacation twice a year. I just, you know, regular, you know, like maybe for my birthday, he would, you know, we would go somewhere as, you know, him and I romantic. And then, you know, we'd go somewhere as a family with the kids. So, you know, we always, you know, so, you know, but my goal was always, you know, I want to travel the world. And, you know, if you look at my Facebook page, you know, God has blessed me so much that every time I turn around,
you either going to Mexico or coming back from Mexico.
I went to Belize, Honduras, Mexico.
Honduras, okay. It's me that wants to go to Mexico.
Sorry. I mean, I could go on and on all the places that I've been to, and I'm just saying, and that just shows you just the blessing, because I've always wanted to travel the world, and that's, you know, that's pretty much what I'm doing. So, you know,
your
I guess
family.
The message of that's right. But the message of this interview is never give up, never give up, no matter what, no matter how it looks, just always look, you know, don't look in the back. Just stay, you know, stay focused on what's in front of you. Because it doesn't matter what you have. You ain't going to die until God says you're going to die. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you got shot five times. You know, there's, you know, it doesn't matter. It just, I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. It's not over. It ain't over until it's over. So you just have to, you got to keep moving, and you just got to live in gratefulness and have faith. That's right. That's all I can say.
Yes.
But if you believe you're going to die, you're going to die.
Okay.
You are what you believe. Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
That is true. That is very true. The frame of mind, what you believe about yourself, what you tell yourself about yourself. Yes. If you keep saying you're sick, then you're going to stay sick.
Yeah.
Frame of mind. Wait, the talk, this inner talk and the self talk.
Yeah.
It's what you tell yourself. It's what you believe. You have, you know. And I know depression, you know, goes along with such things as asthma. Bronchitis, COPD, even with diabetes, which I have. And I like to. During that time, did you experience any depression? And also, where are you at now in your life? How do you feel now?
I feel great. Every day that I wake up, I mean, I really have never had an issue with depression. I'm not knocking people who are depressed. You know, like I said, my faith is in God. I just don't try to think about negative stuff. You know, I just try to always have a smile on my face. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's days that nobody feels great, but no matter what, you just push through. You know, you just, and that's just my attitude. You know, if you wake up, that's a blessed day. So that's just, you know, what I believe. I don't believe in anything that's going to, you know, give me any kind of negative attitude. I just believe that life is good. So I can't really speak on depression because I don't know anything about it and I've never experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I know for years you were not in a relationship.
I don't know how you were going to take celibate.
Yeah, celibate for quite a few years. So how are things going in your personal love life? Because for years
I got sick in 2012. I got divorced in 2011. So me being kind of an old-fashioned Christian woman, you know, I didn't look at it that, you know, I wanted to be celibate for so long, but, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I've been married a couple of times. It really hasn't worked for me. So I don't, you know, I just knew that I wasn't going to have sex again. I just felt like I really needed to meet a man that at least had morals. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really into men that are womanizing and, you know, so, you know, hell, everybody got needs. I didn't think I'd be celibate from 2011, you know, but 2017, hell, I can admit that, you know, I've had sex. So, So I'm not celibate anymore. And I've met a very nice person. Do I know if the relationship's going to go anywhere? I mean, nobody knows. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I can say that I see, you know, a very nice man, and I'll just leave it at that.
You're just leaving it at that, okay? I pray it works out.
A very nice man.
You know,
all I can say is, you know, my faith is in God, so I'm not like some women. You know, some women that I know, they got to be in a relationship. They have to have a man. I'm not like that, you know, because I know what it's like to be celibate. Being an only child, I'm used to being alone. So hopefully the relationship will work. But if it doesn't, I'll be just fine because, you know, one thing I do know about life, when you're attractive, you can always get a man. You know what I'm saying, you know. So I've never, and you are very pretty. Thank you. I just have never had a problem meeting a man. Like, that's the least of my worries. If anything, I think a man would be happy to have me. So I'll just put it like that. And, you know, but I'm not going to, like, really worry about it. I'm just living each day as it comes, you know, no stress, no drama. I just want to have a good time and enjoy life, you know, because I'm at the age, you know, being in my 50s, you know, when you're in your 20s and 30s, you're looking for a man to take care of you and all this other stuff. You know, when you're younger, things change. But, you know, in my 50s now, I don't need anybody to take care of me, you know, those days. But what I am looking for is someone that, you know, can rub my back. You know what I'm saying? He can hold my hand. He can give me a hug and say, you know what, baby, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? So I think that as we get older, our needs change in a relationship. You know, it's not a matter of how much money someone has. I mean, you know, I just want someone that's attentive to my needs, if you know what I'm saying. So, you know, so I guess that's what I'm
attentive.
Looking for. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, attention and attentive, yes.
All right, that's wonderful. And you definitely deserve the best in life that God can bless you with because no one is perfect.
Yes.
So, you know, no one is perfect. And I'm just so glad.
No one.
that things are going so well for you.
Yes.
I really am.
Praise God.
To hear that. And I hope other people, when they listen to the show, hear what I hear. Blessings.
Thank you.
And thankful that every day that you're alive, because everyone should be there. Every day that you that God allows you to wake up is a blessing.
Yes.
That's a blessing.
Yes.
Okay. So are you going to any more trips?
I'm definitely planning 2018. I haven't been to Europe yet. So 2018, I'd like to go to Europe and I'd like to go to Dubai. So that's what I intend to do in 2018. And in December, for Christmas, of course, you know, my mom, my parents are divorced. My mother lives in Atlanta like I do, and my dad is in Florida. So for Christmas, I'll be in Florida because I see my mom almost, you know, all the time because she lives very close to me. But I will definitely be in Florida for Christmas, so I'll be flying out Christmas Eve. And then, you know, hopefully by March, I intend to start traveling again. But, you know, life is good, and, you know, it is what we make it. And, you know, like I'm going to keep saying over and over and over and over again, what your life is what you make it, and you just have to believe and hope for the best, and that's just all I can say. You just have to believe and be positive, and know that how you treat people, come, you know, karma's nothing to play with. So I just try to love on everybody, and hopefully that love always comes back to me. Yes.
That's wonderful. That's one. That's a wonderful belief. Wonderful spirit to have, too. You were saying earlier that you like to talk with people, you know, and things like that. That's a wonderful personality and spirit to have within yourself.
Thank you.
It is. Okay. So I just have one or two more questions.
Okay.
You went to Emory. Emory. In Georgia? Is it Atlanta?
Yes, Emory Cancer Center on Clifton Road, because there's two Emorys. I think there's Emorys are all over, but there's like a Midtown location. But I went to the one off of North Decatur Road, so off of Clifton Road, so because, you know, they have the cancer center. So that's where I got treated, and they literally, like I said, stage four cancer. They say this is a cancer that there's no cure. But like I said, you are what you believe, and my faith is in God. So I don't believe in no cure. I believe that I'm healed, and that's just all I can say.
That's just all
that's
you
what
can
I believe.
Say. Okay, all
yeah,
right.
That's all I
all
can
right.
say.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Carla Mills. Your show is a testimony and a blessing. I really believe people are going to benefit from listening to this show. This interview that you granted me, and I thank you very much for once again allowing me to interview you on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Is there anything else
thank
you would like
you.
To say?
Well, you know, if anybody ever wants to, you know, look me up, you know, I'm all over Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Carla Marie Mills. And thank you, Angela. It's been a great interview. I appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, and I hope to have you back.
Okay. Anytime you call me, I'm always
you.
There.
Okay. All right. If I don't talk to you, don't talk to you for Christmas, I don't know if you celebrate Christmas. Some people don't. They celebrate Hanukkah and different. Okay. Well, if I don't talk, do I. So if I don't talk to you before Christmas, the New Year, have a blessed Merry Christmas and New Year. If some people don't like to hear the word Christmas, happy holidays.
All right. Thank you, and same to you.
You're more than welcome. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. You were just listening to Miss Carla Marie Mills. Miss Mills is a great spirit. I know that the people who listen to this interview will gain a lot. She's really a great woman. I just like to say that just had a couple of things I was going to say. You can find more information about the cancer that she's talking about, multiple myeloma. Hers was stage, I believe she said four. You can find more about it at different websites, cancer.net, the stages. I'm not trying to scare anyone except myself, maybe, but it mimics diabetes and osteoporosis. And I'm a diabetic, and I've also been diagnosed with osteoporosis about 8 to 10 years ago. So that's why I didn't realize that until I did the first show. So give it a check on everything. But like I said, it does mimic what I have, diabetes and osteoporosis. But everyone, I hope you all have a blessed day and a blessed night. All right. Good afternoon. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.